I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
And Mark, our guest this week, I am so excited.
She's a writer and comedian and co-host of the Couples Therapy podcast. It's Naomi Ekperigin.
Yay. Hey.
Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to do our podcast.
This is very exciting.
It's very exciting.
It's like when you can really connect with friends over a podcast.
Right.
It's really the only time you
how
see
I see
together.
Most people. Yeah. You've got a fabulous podcast. You want to tell people about that?
Oh, yes. Couples Therapy, hosted by myself and my betrothed, Andy Beckerman. We have comedians who are close, friends, couples, exes, siblings, do sets together about their relationship. And that's from the live show we do. And then, you know, we talk all things relationship, not necessarily romantic. You know what I mean? Because your mama can work your nerve.
That's sure.
We get into it.
I want to bring my mailman on.
You must. Is it a psychosexual game?
Is we want to know more. We stuff in my envelope, stuff in my box, something like that.
Something
we can
workshop it. Yeah, you'll find it.
Well, as we're talking on, it's Oscar nominations day.
Oscar nominations came out this morning.
A theme
this month, as you know,
5 weeks of Best Supporting Actress movies that nominated or won.
Yes.
Do you care about the Oscars? Is this something you follow?
I definitely follow, but I will say this, right? I don't always see all the movies.
Sure.
So I
sure.
am very interested. Yeah, I'm interested in the nominations, but I very rarely have skin in the game where I'm like, oh, that's the movie. It was snubbed. Like, I never really get upset about things not being nominated or being, except I will say, like, okay, because today, as we're talking, you know, the nominations have come out. Can we all just have a fucking laugh at Cynthia Erivo being nominated for Harriet? And that is not because she wasn't good. It's because they love a damn slave narrative.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. Like, I was like, that shit is wild. That it was like literally like Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm. And she gets to sing.
Well, of course.
Because she got a song nomination, so she'll probably sing on the Oscars as well.
Well, thank
is it
God.
A diegetic song? Like in the movie, is Harriet singing?
No, I don't know. I don't think she sings the spiritual.
There's no underground.
It's an original song. No,
well, the
no,
whole
no,
time,
exactly,
actually,
yeah.
Harriet was trying to go up north to the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, good
that's
for her.
Her story. That hasn't been covered.
That's very north.
Yeah. Yeah. Some slaves didn't stop. But if Cynthia Erivo wins one of them, she will be an EGOT.
Already?
Really?
Yeah. Actually, what? Do you know what I'm sort of hoping, I think would be interesting is, so all of her other awards she got for The Color Purple.
Oh, wow.
She won a Tony for her performance on Broadway. She won a Grammy for the cast recording. Yep. And she won an Emmy for doing a performance of a number on a daytime talk show.
No way.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of that category. But she if she does, they're talking about making a movie of the musical of The Color Purple.
Oh, my God.
If she does, she will obviously play it. And if she does, she will definitely get nominated. But if she wins, she will essentially win an EGOT for a performance.
That is wild.
Which would be interesting.
I also need us to not make another movie of the musical of The Color Purple based on a right. book that was right. already made a into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
so many
first,
levels.
Too
so
much. That first version of Color, that first movie of Color Purple was so good.
Yep. Yeah.
That's when I think we all learned what Whoopi could do.
Yep. That was the first time we were like, okay, she's not
and
just
Oprah,
jumping jack
class. But we all knew she had levels.
Sure. The scene that sticks in my head, I always think about the shaving. I remember seeing that as a child and thinking it was terrifying.
Yes,
I was like, why would anyone want to be shaved like that?
I know.
It's so dangerous.
I know. Old-timey shaving is always scary. Like a straight-up, just straight blade to the face by a stranger.
Who is probably drunk off of his mind. You know, because how else could you live back then?
That's true. Exactly. Water would kill you.
Yeah.
Right? Like it wasn't
even
pure vodka. Yeah,
drink whiskey.
You had to.
Ugh. Terrible. Well, we're talking.
Ready to get into it?
As we said, this is Best Supporting Actress Movies, and you brought in Chicago, Catherine Zeta-Jones. John, tell us a little bit about
Chicago. Well, I would love to. Thank you. Chicago came out in 2002. It's a musical based on the stage show of the same name, which was written by Bob Fosse, John Kander, and Fred Ebb. Bill Condon did the screenplay. Chicago centers on Velma Kelly and Roxy Hart, two murderesses who find themselves in jail together awaiting trial in 1920 Chicago. The film stars Renee Zellweger, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Richard Gere, Queen Latifah, and John C. Reilly. It was directed and choreographed by Rob Marshall. It was nominated for 13 Oscars.
Ooh, wild.
Take that, Joker. And it won 6. Best Picture, Art Direction, Costume Design, Editing, Sound, and Supporting Actress.
Yes.
So we asked you, why Chicago? Have you seen Chicago? Do you have a history with Chicago?
I feel like I must have seen it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Which is always special. Mm-hmm. There's so few movies. I mean, I don't know. When I was younger, I definitely just would go to the movies.
Right.
But it was still a big deal about where to put at the time, what, your $12, $13?
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Like, ooh. But it's also a movie for me where I'm like, I don't understand why it won so many things.
Okay.
And so I just really wanted, I was like, any excuse to talk about it with people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I'm like, was I missing something about that movie? Because there's, it was just nominated for so many things that I didn't understand. And then also, I love the drama of the fact that like it was like Renee versus Catherine neck and neck. You know?
Well, for the awards, they were nominated against each other. They were in different categories.
Yes. But I mean, like, it was like only one of them was going to get it. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, meaning, yeah, they were in two different categories, but it was like they weren't going to nominate. They weren't going
to
give the awards
give it
to
both of them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So only, it was like only one of them, and how everyone was like, this is Renee's turn. This is her star turn. And she's singing it. We're seeing everything. And then Catherine came up in there and got an Oscar.
But Renee had already won, though, hadn't she? For Cold Mountain, or was that later?
I don't remember. Renee Zellweger does because she won an Oscar.
But I just remember the narrative around that movie being that Renee Zellweger's performance was the most surprising and the most showing
she
could
like,
do.
Catherine Zeta-Jones had come from musical theater.
Yes.
So
and it's also like thematic to the movie because that kind of is, there's a whole rivalry in the movie.
Right.
And anytime it plays out in real life.
Oh, they love it. Especially women.
Catnip for those trays.
Scratch each other's eyes out. You know, that's what I like to see.
You don't want to be in the set those days.
So then how long had it been? I assume you rewatched it recently.
I did.
Had it been a while?
And it had been a while. Like, I just remember, you know, because I was like, oh yeah, that was one where they actually won for that. And I'm always also fascinated by movie musicals and the decision to turn musicals into movies. As someone who loves a musical, you know, I grew up in New York. I love like musicals were always my favorite thing. I would get those little rush tickets, be like standing in the back. Like I loved it. And yet it always falls flat for me when it's turned into a movie.
Okay.
Interesting.
And always.
Do you have a favorite like movie musical?
I mean, no. I don't really get down with
it. Is there like a reason that you think that is?
I think what I enjoy from a musical is seeing in live that person's skill. You know, when you're watching a big number and it's like, I want to see the vein in your neck. I want to see you do the split.
See the little sweat.
Yes. And like also knowing that you're doing it 8 times in 1 week.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I see movies, kind of part of what movies allow for, right, is the editing. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which automatically kind of takes away some of the...
the excitement.
Yes. Right. The impressiveness.
It's like, you don't want to watch a movie of a motocross. You want to go to the motocross. It's the same energy.
Exactly.
Accurate.
This is why there are not many motocross movies.
Exactly. But I love seeing... I grew up in California, so I've seen like maybe 3 Broadway shows. But every time I go, even the ones... like I just told John, I saw American Psycho, and that got bad reviews. But I was like, this is amazing! Because it's like the best people in the world doing the thing they love and crushing it.
Yes.
And like
yes.
I'm like, this is... these people are phenomenal.
Right.
But then
right.
I guess you get jaded after you see a few and...
sure, you get used to talent.
You get used to talent.
You take it for granted.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I don't know, like, did you guys, what did you think of their vocals? And remember, right, they're lip syncing to a playback.
Sure. So, I thought they were all fine, but I don't think Chicago is a score, which I love. I love the musical, and I love the score, the songs in it, but they were not written for big vocalists.
Okay.
Like, the original people were Gwen Verdon and Chita Rivera, and they're both great performers, and they're very
amazing
stylized,
dancers.
And they can, like, yes, they're incredible dancers, and they're good singers. They can, like, definitely, like, put over a number, but they're not someone who it's like, well, let me just put on this Gwen Verdon
like
album.
A Swiss Army Knife isn't going to have the best corkscrew.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay. It might get the job done in all manner of things.
Right.
Right. So it didn't feel to me like, oh, they let the score down in any way. This is my feeling about it.
I hadn't seen it since I saw it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like underwhelmed by it and thinking, what's the big deal about Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I watched it last night and I was delighted.
I had
a great time. I thought it was like, it reminded me tonally, this might be a reach.
Okay.
Everyone always says Cabaret, but to me it felt more like Annie. And like it's like a pre-war big city story.
It's the same time period.
And like the story itself is kind of like goofy and like it never feels like that serious. Even when they cut to like the real gritty world.
Right.
It still seems fine. You know what I mean? Like Mama's not like whipping them or abusing them or anything. Mm-hmm. She's like kind of just as nice in both worlds.
Yeah.
And if anything, Richard Gere is more over the top in the real world than he is when he sings.
Right.
Sure.
I think like I loved all the musical numbers and the lighting and the dancing is phenomenal. Yeah. I thought everyone crushed it. And Richard Gere, I think, made a wise choice of like, I'm going to sing like a Humphrey Bogart, baby.
I was like, where did he get his like 20s newsy voice? Like he was suddenly just like this like nasal, all I care about. And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's easier than actually singing.
I think also, well, the thing with Chicago is when as it was like originally written, like when it happened in the 70s, all of the numbers are supposed to be like takes on vaudeville forms and in certain cases, vaudeville performers.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which is, so like a lot of that specificity is lost to us. I certainly don't
know
all
you.
Of it. I'm aware that there's something there. I know there are specifics, but I don't know them. So I think he might be sort of doing like a tip of the hat to the person, to the style of the singer who this song was sort of modeled off of.
Okay.
Is my guess on that.
That'd be like showing a teenager like Hot Shots Part 2 and then like,
what is
this?
Happening?
Yeah. Exactly. I know this is a reference, but I don't know the specific.
Exactly.
So how many times have you seen the movie?
The movie? I mean, I saw it when it came out and I wouldn't say I watch it a lot. I've definitely treated myself to numbers from it. Like, I feel like with the musicals, you're more likely to be like, oh, I'll put in Cell Block Tango in a way that you wouldn't like, oh, I'm just going to put in this scene from Scent of a Woman. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like,
I will say I had the soundtrack to Chicago.
Great.
I own the soundtrack. I didn't love the movie. I loved the music. I loved Queen Latifah. I was like, ooh, Queen, you can do something else. And I really liked Catherine Zeta-Jones's voice.
She's really great, and she's like pregnant when they were filming this.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah,
no, that was like a week and a half pregnant though, because you looking at her, I was like, honey, what is the shapewear?
She was 8 months pregnant when she did this.
She gave birth while they filmed all that jazz.
That baby came out of her back.
Exactly. She's like, pop, squish, you know, baby
splash, cut
you know,
the cord.
It's all happening.
Do you have a favorite number? Or like, if on the CD, what's your like favorite track?
I like. Well, it's interesting. Okay. Of the movie, the only part I really enjoy, like I enjoy watching the opening, all that jazz, meaning cutting between her performing and Catherine Zeta, you know, with her lover. That was fun to me. That was like, oh, this is what a movie version of this does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
But yeah, Catherine singing all that jazz. Renee Zellweger's like, you know, getting frisky. And I was like, ooh, have fun.
Yeah.
But then, look, if I'm listening back to it, I really like When You're Good to Mama. That's just like a fun little song, and like the little like the, you know, the drums coming in.
Yeah,
it's like so goofy. And then I Can't Do It Alone. When Catherine Zeta-Jones is singing, you know, about
Desperate Plea.
Like, that's another, that's a really fun one for me.
I love Mr. Cellophane.
That's a great song.
I think that's a classic one. I think it's so sweet. And I love John C. Reilly's voice. I listen to the songs from Walk Hard still just because they're so good.
So have either of you ever seen the stage version of Chicago?
No.
I never saw it.
Oh, okay.
I've only been to Chicago once.
Oh,
I haven't even been to Chicago.
Okay, I can't see the musical. I've only been to the town once.
Yeah.
That would be blasphemous.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to watch Return of the King without seeing the first two Lord of the Ring movies.
Sure, that's a completely different thing, but all right. But okay.
Did you see it in the stage, and did you feel like he pulled anything from the stage?
Yeah, I've seen that, like, the Broadway revival a bunch of times.
I
saw it when everything it first came out. Everything's fine. I had some friends in fact, former guest of the pod, Kevin Chamberlain, was Amos for a while on Broadway. He's done it a couple times. Mm-hmm. I also saw the original cast, I think, twice. So I saw B.B. Newirth and Anne Rankin, and then I saw a couple years into it, Melanie Griffith played Roxy.
Wow.
Okay. And she was fascinating to watch because talk about someone who doesn't understand stage. Like, she was actually not bad, like, as an actress. She wasn't much of a singer, but a friend of mine who I saw it with, we saw it, like, standing room because it was like an impossible ticket to get. It was sort of like watching a show that had, like, a cat on stage. like you're always going to watch the cat because you're like, the cat doesn't really know what's going on. So they're going to behave in a very different way. It's like Melanie Griffith would, like, do a number, and then as soon as it was done, she would, like, hit the button, you know, like the button of, like, pow. And then as everyone's applauding when you're supposed to hold, she would literally just, like, collapse. Like, her arms would just, like, fall down on her head, and then she'd sort of, like, wander around like someone was just going to, like, as if someone had yelled cut. So she was, like, fascinating to watch in that way, even though you were like, you're kind of insane. But I think definitely, like, the visual style of it, because, like, that revival was very, like, sleek and just, like, like, all black and slimming, and it didn't feel like it was initially, like, a concert presentation of this musical that did so well that they moved it to Broadway. So that's how, like, it has that look of it's just, like, chairs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything like he stole from there that isn't sort of, like, inherent in the material.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's definitely, like, a bit of, like, a style of it that is still comes from the revival a bit.
It's so interesting, though, to me, the character of Roxy, and, like, I noticed because her character is supposed to be, like, not really that talented anyway.
Right.
The people they have had play her on Broadway, like, Ashley Simpson at one point was Roxy Hart on Broadway.
She makes me want a la la. Let's go.
I'm so glad you knew that song. Now I feel close to you. That's really important. But it was, but also, like, Renee Zellweger. What do we feel about her in general? Do we think she's truly gifted? Did you see Judy?
I did.
Yes, and
it's very polarizing.
I don't think it's a great movie. I think she's good in it.
She's very
good
in it.
I love
her.
She's
probably gonna win, and it doesn't bother me that she would probably win the Oscar for that.
Yeah.
I think with that, though, too, a lot of times people, and I understand it, like, when you're doing, like, what she's doing is acting, but it's also an impression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so some people feel like, oh, that's kind of a different thing, or can be a bit of a trick, which I don't think it is in what she does, but I can see that argument.
Yeah. I guess I'm asking, like, in general, because, again, we have to go back to 2002.
Let's go back.
You know, where she was when she did this movie, because she was, like, at her peak.
After Jerry Maguire.
Yes. Yeah. Like for her to be in Chicago, like, it was like, holy crap.
We had already seen Nurse Betty. Yeah. You know, I think she is genuinely talented. I loved her in the Netflix show, What If?
It's just like
a scandal style soap opera insane. And she, like, plays the camp pretty well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say this, when she accepts awards, I don't like her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, as an actress, I think she's good, but, like, watching her talk, like, in that situation, I'm like,
I know nothing about her, like, personal life, and that doesn't bother me.
I just know she was Southern and briefly married Kenny Chesney.
Interesting.
Jones. She was Bridget Jones.
She was Bridget Jones.
She was Bridget Jones. Yes. She's been in other things.
As you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So we have a very complex and Byzantine scoring system. that we are going to run through. There's like a bunch of categories. Okay. And at the end of the categories, you are going to add a category, which will then become canon.
Wow.
So that will be a category we will then use moving forward for every movie to judge how gay a movie is.
Okay.
And it's a percentage, so I'll do the top five.
Right, right. These are our top five. These are the top five gayest movies we have so far.
All right, so number five. This is the percentage because the number of possible points grows every week.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all very complicated and stupid. Number five, Midnight Madness, 58.97%. It's a Disney movie. You don't need to say
oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Disney.
Number four, Adam's Family Values, 61.99%.
I do love that.
Number three, 9 to 5, 62.63%.
I see that.
Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 66.49%. And the still reigning gayest movie ever with 69.17% is The Muppets Take Manhattan.
So, oh my God.
Technically, two musicals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the top five. So can Chicago crack that top five?
We'll see. We'll see.
We shall see. So we're going to, each of us will give a score for each category out of 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of
us.
Yeah.
All right. So the first category, on a scale of 0 to 100, how homoerotic is Chicago?
Yeah, we can just talk about it now. There's no male on male.
But Queen Latifah.
That's true.
Exactly.
Male warden was smacking his female wards like that, there'd be lawsuits.
Definitely. Sure. Definitely.
I mean, everyone's pants fit real nice. Like, there's a lot of eye candy on display here.
Yes. You can tell there's a man behind the camera.
A gay man behind the camera. Yes. And Richard Gere does parade around in boxers in his one little number.
He does. And he also has no interest in women, really.
That's true.
Right? Like, he's playing the game of it when she offers herself.
Does wanting George Washington, does that make him gay?
We could say that. We could maybe throw a few points his way.
If you're gay, you're gay.
He's a showman. He's a showman in the 20s. Mm-hmm. He's just here for the performance.
But for actual, like, homoeroticism, I think it's just pretty much Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
And her handling of things.
Right. And the way they perform.
As it were.
Catherine versus Renee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is that little, like, tension.
There's a seduction there.
A seduction. Everyone,
yes.
Between ladies.
Sapphic. All right, then.
So out of 100, what would you give it out of 100? 100 being the most homoerotic movie of all time.
I would give it a 77.
77, the year Star Wars came out.
He's full of fun facts.
I know.
I'm not going to go quite so high, but I'll go 65.
65.
There's a lot to sort of enjoy looking at.
Yeah, I'll give it a 70, like right in the middle. I think it's pretty homoerotic. It's so rare to get like big A-list stars like flirting with each other, like Queen Latifah, especially with the rumors of Queen Latifah.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
She's not doing anything to dispel them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next category. Actual gay characters on a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay, again, there's
Mama?
Not a lot. Mama, we could say the only other one that I thought, and this is a deep cut, go with me. During the Cell Block Tango, the third woman, the sixth woman, the last one, she's talking about her boyfriend and says he was going out to find himself. And she's on the way. He found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving.
Yes.
So he did fool around with a guy.
Right.
So a gay man, the gay man that's murdered.
Right.
A man who was murdered. No, he's not a man who fooled around with a guy. No, you see him on screen. She's dancing with him. And then she pulls the red.
But isn't that just a dancer?
Yeah.
That's not meant to be really him.
They're meant to like represent that character.
Yes. Represent.
It's a production number, you know.
But it's not.
I'm not saying it's a lot. I'm saying that's a little bit. I'm saying you might throw a couple points in. Yes.
Yes, a mention.
You're saying it shouldn't be zero.
Exactly. Yeah, I think probably. Mama Morton, Queen Latifah's character. Is probably,
I think that's probably a safe bet.
Yeah, sure.
I think
in some
so.
Ways, she's like the reverse to Richard Gere's character.
Her
both
character,
of like an exploiter within the system, you know?
Well, initially in the musical, the original musical, her part is actually combined. There was also like an agent who went to the jail a lot who like would make those calls and stuff like that.
Oh.
And so, but then they combined that with with her character.
Mm-hmm.
So she does sort of,
I'd say that's an improvement.
Sure, yeah. One less person to pay every week.
Oh, surely. So what would you give this on actual gay characters?
12?
Fair enough.
I don't know. There's really not much.
Yeah, there isn't a lot.
You know,
I'm going to go 18.
Okay.
18. I'll do 15.
All righty.
All right, next category. camp factor. How campy is Chicago on a scale of 0 to 100?
Through the goddamn roof.
It's pretty campy.
The whole thing. It's wild. Mm-hmm. And I think that in rewatching it last night was what I was like, oh my God. It's like, as you said, like, it's silly. They're being goofy. Even when she shoots Fred, it's like, you don't even see blood. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
He shoots him and he crumples. Like, it's so, even the dark
It's like
stuff.
A stage show.
Exactly, it's a stage yeah. show. And so you're just like, oh. I was like, okay, yeah, you are out here wild. Okay? This is like beyond. And then they try to have that dark moment or, you know, the emotional moment of the Hungarian woman, you know, the not guilty.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I was, even that, I was like, no.
It was like just a fun version of Dancer in the Dark.
Yeah, exactly.
It you know? Was. Mm-hmm. It was like, did you like, I don't know, were you, did you feel any, you weren't there to like, the movie was not meant to make you, you know, look at the justice system.
It was hardly an indictment of the death penalty, you know. Well, it's not Dead Man Walking here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's meant to be cynical. Like, it's yes. not meant to really like feel anything.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. I think it's pretty campy.
It's a romp.
It is.
It is delightful. A romp.
It's like you laugh and then when you go home, you think a little.
So what would you give this on Camp Factor?
100. I'm not afraid to say it.
That's good. I'm going to give it 95 just because like a little, I want like almost like the absurd, like it lacks like the absurdity of camp. Like I think they do everything very well.
You don't think John C. Reilly is absurd as hell?
He is, but I'm talking about like What's Her Name in Mommy Dearest, where you're just like, oh that's
Faye
insane.
Dunaway.
Yeah, Faye, yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, okay.
You want to see intentions gone awry?
Yes, yes, a little bit. That's, I'm just, a few points for that. That's all.
What about Christine Baranski as Miss Sunshine?
She's great. Originally, though, also, you could take points away because in the stage version, that part is played by Man in Drag.
Well, this movie's a hate crime.
It is. An absolute
erasure,
hate crime.
Erasure.
Erasure.
I'm not happy with
Where's
that
jukebox musical with Erasure?
Victim of Love. Right.
I'm going to give it an 87. I do think it is really campy, but then it also feels more like a comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
So that feels less camp to me. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
It's trying to be fun, so therefore it's not fun. Mm-hmm. But it is
fun. I mean, it is fun.
It is fun.
It's not fun to watch it fail, is what
you're
saying.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do think there is a lot of intentional camp, and I think it succeeds.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
This is like a movie children could watch.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
I don't know.
A little bit, maybe.
A 10-year-old?
No.
14. It was PG-13.
An advanced 10-year-old.
Yeah. All right, next category. Makeover montage. 0 to 100.
Oh. Well, there's like a little bit. A very, like Renee, like, you know, when she's preparing to face the press.
Right.
For she does
trial.
A little. Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely a montage.
Absolutely a montage. You could even
and
say.
A makeover.
You could even say, to a lesser degree, razzle dazzle, where like going into the courtroom, she's that's like, no, true. No, no, no. And he's like, yeah. And then he makes her all confident.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just trying.
I mean, there actually is a makeover montage.
Right. Or the one where she's, you know, what is it? The one where basically she's the puppet.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Right,
both like, reach for the gun.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that has a little, that has an element of that. I mean, it doesn't hit me in the same way, though.
It's not like there's a moment where Renee Zellweger has like a bunch of bags from stores. Right.
There's no like I'm walking on sunshine at the mall. Right. You know,
big mistake, huge.
Yeah, we don't have malls in the 20s.
Sure, did they?
No. So what would you give this on Makeover Montage?
From 0 to 100, I guess maybe like 27. You
27.
Know, I'm going to be harsh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to be harsh.
Fair. I'll go a little higher since there actually is a Makeover Montage in it. Let's go 66.
66.
Wow. Alrighty.
Yeah. It's abbreviated, but it's there. So I'll do 59.
All right.
Wow, I'm messing up the curve.
It's okay.
No,
messing
it's
up
fine.
It's all right.
Usually movies score very poorly in that category.
People, people like it.
All right. Next category. Over the top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
It's also worth pointing out this did win an Oscar for best costume design.
It did. It was just such a stage show to me.
Yep.
Everything looked so extra gaudy. Mm-hmm. Real like sewn.
Read it through the back of the house.
Yes, yeah. Read it from the back of the house. Sewn in a basement. Yeah.
Some nuns went blind on this one.
Most definitely.
So what would you give it on 1 to 100?
Oh,
0 to 100.
God. Yeah, you know, I don't want to come in too hot. We're going to say 90.
90. That's pretty hot.
That's very high.
Wait. What am I saying? Good. Good or bad?
That's good.
That's good.
It's good. It's great. Don't worry about it. He sometimes says things in a way that make people feel bad.
Well, I like briefly forgot. I was like, those were not. That was trash. And I was like, wait, 90's good? In line with trash.
You know, for over the top, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I'll go 94.
Wow. 94. I don't think this is that crazy. Is that crazy of me to say this isn't that crazy? Or like if it's a musical about 1920s Chicago, for that, this is like about what I would have expected.
Okay.
But for what it is, what's there is very fun. So I'll give it a 60.
Okay.
That's what an Oscar gets you. 60 points from Mark Rennie.
But always like Oscars always give things to like Victorian England. And like it's always like a poofy shoulder.
Right. Yeah.
No, they like love some taffeta. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to where's the love for John Boyega's pants in Rise of Skywalker? I got a rise for
you. I'm sure you did. Okay.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Never
stop. Rise of Skywalker.
There's great pants. That's the only reason to see the movie. The male pants.
The male pants.
All right, next category. Does it hold up on a scale of 0 to 100?
Woo.
Like, there's nothing cringy in it.
Yeah.
There's very little about it. I mean, also when you think, like, this musical was written in the 70s.
Right. Right.
And a lot of people felt it was ahead of its time because actually when it opened the same season as Chorus Line. So like that year the Tonys, Chorus Line just totally demolished it. And so like it ran for, I think, a little over a year, maybe 2 years.
And do you feel like Chorus Line probably feels more dated now of the two?
It does feel very more dated than the two.
Very more dated.
Very more dated. Very more.
Very more.
But then this revival, I mean, like it opened in the 90s and it's still going over 20 years.
Still going.
I just thought you have Queen Latifah playing like the prison warden.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In 1920s Chicago. You know, like it feels great. Why not? Yeah, that's how it should be.
Theater casting. Colorblind, you know? Baby.
That's what it should be.
People being in prisons and working there.
They can be in charge in prison. They could be in charge.
They could
be prison.
Making money. Mm-hmm. They could be the ones harassing people.
Yes.
I know. Well, it also was very self-aware, right? Like it does comment on women's power and their bodies and the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, what it is, like the real work is in manipulating the press. And as you said, in the 70s, because I was like rewatching and thinking like, oh, and I was like, no, like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really.
Yeah, I think I think it definitely holds up.
Definitely.
So what'd you give it?
So I would just, you know, again, you know, nobody's perfect. I would give it like a 90.
90.
In terms of holding up.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 96.
96.
Woo.
John, I'm giving it 100.
Wow.
I don't think there was anything. Yeah. It was
alrighty.
Great. I had a great time. What do you want?
Yay.
Even the fact, know what I appreciate? There wasn't like crazy, like Rob Marshall's movies now, like Beauty and the Beast and Mary Poppins, they're all just like CG.
Oh, yeah.
And like they're ugly and like garish. And like, but this one, the fact that the CG wasn't quite there yet.
Right.
Was
they were
a
leaning
good
on
thing
it.
That like the musical numbers did feel like, oh, this is happening in a soundstage. And they're just captured on camera. It looked great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next category, drag queen inspiration. Did a drag queen watch Chicago and think, oh, I got an idea?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
A whole book of them.
Indeed, I know drag queens. I mean, how many drag queens have done the cell? He's Got It Coming.
Of course.
That's been done a bunch.
Yeah. Has it?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
Do they do it with like a take?
No, usually with chairs.
Oh. I don't know. Like a gay version of it.
Sure,
you know
yeah, like
mean?
All of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, so much. Everyone really is in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
For everybody. So in terms of that, like, yeah, I mean, again, I'm going to come in with like a 92.
I mean, what would be your 100 for a drag queen inspiration?
I don't know. Oh, Crybaby.
I think any John Waters, really.
Yeah,
right?
But
John
something Waters about Crybaby, really. I was like, oh my God, all of us have a chance in that world.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can happen. John?
I'll go 95.
95. I'll do 97.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Giving Chicago an average of 94.67.
Very high.
Not as high as Meet Me in St. Louis, though, which has a 96.67. So sorry to break that to you.
Well, I mean, it has Judy Garland in it. And also, that was where Judy Garland met Vincent Minnelli, and they had Liza Minnelli, who, you know.
Wow.
So they basically almost gave birth to a drag queen, one could say, that movie.
Drag queen conception.
Exactly.
All right, next category, caper music. Like music you could pull off a heist to.
I think we both reach for the gun. Has
we both reach for the
feel?
Gun. I think like he had it coming. That's a whole lot of murders happening.
Murder. Yeah. Murder is the ultimate caper.
That's
right. That's what they say. yeah, I think this almost every song is, except for like Mr. Cellophane, would you
mm-hmm.
murder your grandmother to that maybe in her sleep?
Maybe
you
drinking
know what I mean?
Yourself to death.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right,
the caper.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you got. But other than that, they're all pretty jazzy.
So yeah, definitely.
I never like the thing that always bothers me when they ever go like hot jazz. I'm like, what are you talking about, hot jazz? I don't want
they're
to
say hot
jazz. But they say she says like jazz and all that jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like jazz, I don't think.
You don't like jazz? Okay.
Like, I don't want to see
it. You don't like jazz, meaning the word jazz yeah. to be sung?
Or the
yeah,
style
I don't
of
know.
Music.
There's something about it that just is off-putting to me. I don't know if I have a clear
some
thought
going,
on this.
Jazz.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Really gets you?
No, yeah. I'm not interested okay. in that. I'm not buying what they're selling.
All right.
So what would you get this in
what
caper
your
music?
Ringtone isn't.
Caper music. I'm going to come back in with a 90 for caper
90.
Music.
Yeah, I'll go 90 as well.
Yeah.
90. I'll go 92.
Oh, ooh, all right.
Sean Good day.
Good day. Yeah, he's in a good mood.
All right, next category, teamwork. On scale 0 to 100, how much teamwork is there?
I mean, there is that song, I Can't Do It Alone.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
But it's really, you know, all the teams, you know, for instance, there is the Renee Richard Gere team. But again, mm-hmm. she fights it. You know what I mean? There's a push and pull there.
Right. But also, they're just using each other. It's
exactly.
like self-serving teamwork.
But it doesn't have to be selfless teamwork.
But isn't that the ideal of teamwork, though?
I suppose.
When you are a team.
But I mean, like, you're working together as a team for a goal.
Right. Which they do at the end.
Yeah,
right,
so like they definitely learn that they have to team up. Like that is
yeah.
the lesson
right.
both
that
characters
is the
have.
Lesson.
So yeah.
That's the arc of Chicago. Is that the
you could say
point
that,
of Chicago?
Yeah. We all need friends.
Teamwork.
We all need friends.
you could say that they all learn the dances together and that's as a team
the
they perform the numbers.
Cast and
the actual cast work together as a team to make the movie.
Just so overcasting movie. The backstage life.
So I guess it's 100, everyone, right?
I think that's a given for every movie,
that's
I would
true.
Hope.
That's true. Fair enough.
Not to nitpick. So what would you give this on teamwork?
I don't know. Again, like our two female leads eventually come together and Richard Gere teaches. I would say maybe 75.
75.
Yeah, that seems fair because it feels like there's a like every time they resist it.
Yes.
But they learn the lesson and then they eventually give in. Mm-hmm. So I think 75 sounds good.
75. I'm going to go 50.
Okay.
Because it is a bit of self-serving teamwork.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's exploitive.
Intent is important to Margaret.
Yes. All right. Next category. How likely are you to recommend this to gay people on a scale of 0 to 100? Your little niece just came out. She wants Birkenstocks.
Auntie Naomi, what should I watch?
That feels so rude. What? There is no way. Can you imagine? You'd be like, well, have you seen Chicago? You might get something out of it on your journey.
But you know, you're just talking to a gay person. And they're like, oh, I haven't seen Chicago. Are you going to be like, what?
No. I'll be like,
really?
Honey, bless. You fine. I would literally be like, you fine. You are fine.
What would you recommend to a gay person if they just like a movie? Is there a movie you would recommend?
Crybaby. You know what I mean?
Sure.
No, like, yeah, I like, like really, like sillier. To me, like there's just something about, again, to me, it's a stage show, a movie version of a stage show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not a movie musical.
Uh-huh.
In a lot of ways, it just feels like it's on a set. Feels like, you know, it's like, okay, what world are we in, really?
Sure.
So that's why I wouldn't. But like, yeah, what would I recommend? I don't know. I'm not.
But it's how likely would you recommend this movie? You don't have to come up with another movie to recommend.
No, but like 30-40%.
Okay.
If you like musicals and you like one of those actresses, sure. Sure. You know what I mean?
I'm a huge Colm Feore fan. What should I see?
I mean, it is. I feel like it's Catherine Zeta-Jones at her most fun and most,
you
know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she's really good.
And it's also a side. I don't think she ever really does this in any other movie.
True.
And like, she's fantastic in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, see her do her thing. Pregnant, in quotes.
Sure.
A week and a half pregnant.
Show me the spotting. You know.
She was literally spotting during Chicago. That's all it was. That's all it was.
They had to CG it out. Thank God they had those black chairs. So what score would you give this unlikely to recommend to gays?
30%.
30.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to go much higher. I think it's great. I think it's like a really fun example of a movie musical. Okay. I think all the performances are good. I think the score is great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it, I'll say 95.
95.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay. Coming out the gate telling people to watch Chicago. John.
If you're gay and you haven't seen Chicago, do not talk to me if you don't want an earful.
I'm going to give this a 90. I mean, it is pretty... I think the fact that it's horny for a lot of men in this movie.
Definitely.
So for that, I got to bump it up.
Okay.
They don't have porn in your library. Get rent Chicago. Yes. It'll do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're watching it with your mom? Oh, definitely watch Chicago. You'll love it.
Something for everybody. All right, next category. On a scale of 0 to 100, how much felt is in Chicago?
Felt.
Well, there's Catherine Zeta-Jones' hat when she goes to the trial.
Yeah, that's definitely felt.
The hats in general, I would say. Like, for some reason,
Sunshine.
I see Christine. Yes, I was going to say Christine Baranski.
Mary Sunshine,
felt up and down. Mm-hmm. But that's still not a lot. But again, these were costumes made in the basement of the theater.
So sure. Right?
Felt is certainly a base coat.
Sure.
There's probably a lot of undergarments in these that are made of felt, constructed from felt.
Did you pick up on any felt, John?
Nothing. Besides those hats, not much that I could think of. Because they're also in a prison, so it's not like there's going to be fun decorations.
Sure.
No Christmas.
That prison did not seem that bad.
Sure.
I wish, I'm telling you, the thing I, Cell Block Tango for me, like I wish it had actually been shot in the prison. This is what I mean about it being like a stage musical.
Like they're just taking directly the numbers from it.
Whereas like I would have rather than I'm like, put all of these women in their literal cell blocks. Like that is the fun of a movie version of this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's a kind of what I wanted. And you can still dance and stuff.
You can dance in a
you
cell.
You can still dance in a cell. What's that, 8x8? Make it work.
It's plenty of room.
It's part of the
fun. Room.
So what would you give this and how much felt?
Oh, God. I don't know. 14, 15% felt.
15? 14?
Go 15.
15.
15. Go 15.
All right, 15. You're feeling generous.
I'm going to go 40.
40 based on two hats?
Yeah, a bunch of hats, some other things. Yep.
I'm going to give this a 12.
All right.
Not very felty.
Thank you.
All right. Next category, facial hair. For Chicago in the 20s.
Yeah, we're saying
there's not a lot.
There's not.
There's like a few people in the background.
Yeah, a few cops and a few jurors had some mustaches.
Yeah.
But by and large, Rob Marshall likes a bare cheek.
He loves a smooth face. Yeah, everything was very smooth. You know, everyone was powdered. You know, the men, the women, powdered. Yeah. Mm.
Richard Gere could have had a mustache.
Like a John Waters, like a pencil thin.
Ew, the thought of it.
Well, not quite John Waters, but a little more. Think more like a Errol Flynn kind of thing.
A little more.
John Waters is like the mustache is there to be a little creepy.
Right.
Sure. So, what would you give this in facial hair?
Oh gosh, I don't know, a 4.
4.
It's like, what's happening?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I'm going to go 10.
It's 10. You are gaming this, John.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Give an average of 6.33. Not the worst. Tourist Trap only had a 2.
So. I think that was on a mannequin.
Sure. All right, next category. Shattered glass. On a scale of 0 to 100.
What? Literal shattered glass? Or we mean metaphorically shattered
glass?
Literal. However, if you want to do metaphorical, you can.
I don't.
The only glass.
Is there even metaphorical?
You could say that, as we were saying earlier, Queen Latifah being a warden.
Sure.
Maybe that.
Well, I thought, for instance, you know, when she is found innocent and then is quickly eclipsed by the woman who shoots her lawyer.
Love that woman.
Shattered glass. I always had a moment and it was destroyed.
Oh, that's
seeing
true.
That shot of that woman, like you hear the gunshot, then they cut to this woman like freaking out, holding a gun. Like, the whole time, I'm like, she knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
She put that gun in her purse that morning
this
for
is
a reason.
All about Eve. All
she
over
knew
again.
How the day was going to end. The only shattered glass that I distinctly remember is the final number when they with Roxy and Velma when they have their guns and they shoot all those lights. And they
that's
sort of
true.
Go off. So that's the only little bit.
I was expecting them to sing All That Jazz again. It felt weird that the big final number was just a dance.
Yeah, that final number like, is not, nowadays. It was sort of like, yeah, nowadays. Yeah. It was, it made more sense when you had Gwen Verdon and Chita Rivera doing it.
Just dancing together?
Yeah. But that number in the original stage production was sort of like, it was sort of like a last minute trying a lot of things. In the stage version, they do go back to singing All That Jazz as like a reprise.
Oh, they do?
Huh. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Also, another thing I liked about this movie, it's only an hour and 50 minutes.
That was
I think if it came out now, it would be like 2 hours and 20.
At least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even
there
thought
are a couple
one...
numbers that they cut. So yeah, they
oh they did.
Yeah, there are a few numbers from the stage that version
okay.
that they cut.
Okay, because I even thought 153 was a little much. I really thought we could live in a 142 space.
Love a 142 movie. Oh, they don't make them anymore.
They
Clueless,
really don't.
97 minutes,
as it should be.
Thank you. So, what would you score this on Shattered Glass?
Well, you said there is an instance of literal shattered glass. I'm gonna come back with like a 12.
12.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 15.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I'll do 10.
Okay.
Even though, because it is just the sound of shattered glass. Nothing is actually shattering.
True, mm-hmm. true.
Okay, all right, fair. Next category. The male gaze. But G-A-Y-Z-E. Yes. How horny is the camera for the male form in this?
Oh. Well.
They do a pretty good job.
They do as well as they can do for a movie centered on two women.
I guess exactly. The fact that they include the shot of, you see Dominic West back while he's pissing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a gay man.
Thank you. Nice broad shoulders.
Richard Donner would have had him shut the door. You'd never see him or anything. But this is great.
Yeah. I could watch the backs
of
men pissing
out,
all day.
Like, his tank top is like riding up a bit. He looks like McNulty. So, and also Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs,
well,
come on.
The camera loves Tay Diggs.
The cell block tango men.
Yeah,
they're all giving you something. Because the other way they could have done that was really to make the men look like their characters that they're describing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But no, they were like, give me hot dancers.
Give me Rob Marshall was having a fun time. That
those auditions were great.
He's like, dance with me. Let me just see how you move first. And I was like, I love it.
Yeah. So what would you score this on the male gaze?
Well as can be expected. I don't know. Like, what do you think of 50?
Is that like pretty low?
Okay, we're gonna adjust.
Now who's trying to gauge the score? When I react to somebody, I'm a bully. Just because John does it as with a bit of honey.
Oh, I think you can do better than that.
But like for a
it is still PG-13. It betrays its PG-13.
Exactly. Yeah.
You do see a shot of his butt though. Very
Who's
quickly.
Butt?
I think, or at least the hint of a cheek.
Dominic West?
Yeah, when they're like in that
or on the bed.
Montage.
Oh yeah.
Well, okay.
Going
then
up the stairs.
I'm gonna take it up to 70.
70.
I'm gonna go 84.
Whoa.
84.
Yeah. You felt it? I didn't feel it.
I did.
You could feel it. I could. I'm giving it an 88.
All
giving
righty.
It an 80.67. Is that the highest? No. it's the third highest, though, behind The Talented Mr. Ripley, which has 89.67.
Oh, my God. That is one. Accurate.
Yeah.
And then, but our number one still with 91 is Toy Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. You mean that movie where the little boy's toys
yep.
come to
they,
life?
No, that's Small Soldiers.
Oh, okay.
This is a movie about high schoolers in a military academy.
Oh, wow.
But who were of age at the time of filming.
Right. Even though they weren't playing of age.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, next category. Angry phone hang-ups on a scale of 0 to 100. Are there any?
Does Catherine
No, there wasn't a lot because, I mean, it was mostly face-to-face. There was talks of phone calls.
If you had told me, like, are there going to be angry phone hangups in Chicago? Which, absolutely.
Right.
Of course.
Definitely.
100%. But then I don't think there actually were. Also, I guess phones weren't a big deal in the
20s. They were. I mean, like, they did happen because Queen Latifah had to keep making phone calls.
Right.
And they were like, must have been a lot of wrong numbers.
You got to pay your $50 for one phone call.
And I think Richard Gere was on the phone a couple times.
Okay.
But yeah, not a lot of phone hangups.
A dearth of angry phone hangups.
That's true.
So what would you give this?
I don't know. I feel like there was one moment in the jail. Five.
Five.
Yeah, I'll also go five.
Five. I'm going to go zero. I don't think there was one.
All right.
Give an average of 3.33. Okay. All right. Next category, titular theme song on a scale of 0 to 100.
Well, technically, there's no song that we're like, we're in Chicago
exactly.
now. But, I mean, like, all that jazz.
It's like
that's their, like, the opening number.
Right.
It's
definitely not a zero.
But I always did wonder. I was like, why is it called Chicago?
Because that's where it's at.
Yeah, no, I know, literally. But, like, considering, like, we don't do much with the setting of Chicago.
Gotcha. I think it is it is based on real characters and these real trials
Chicago
that happen in Chicago.
People.
Yeah.
All right.
Chicago.
Like they don't go to the Bean once.
No.
Exactly.
I thought this was Chicago. No deep dish pizza.
No, who knows? Yeah.
No De Bears?
No.
No one's taking a class at Second City?
So what would you give this on titular theme song?
I mean, all that jazz is iconic, so sure. Let's give it 80. This is really 80. Hard, okay? This is a judgmental space.
It's okay, yeah.
I am terrified to pick any numbers of anything.
There is no wrong answers. There are correct answers, but there are no... But there are no wrong answers.
Yeah, I'm going to go 84 because I think all that jazz is just so iconic.
Yeah, I'll go 84. Sure,
okay,
why not?
Okay, great. We did it.
And Holy Club. LA Summer Olympics, 1984. Mm. All right, next category.
So many fun facts, Mark.
I'm diluted with inane trivia. Next category, entrances with pizzazz.
Oh, my.
I mean, I mean, it's all over the board. Every song, they're like, Tay Diggs is like, give it up for.
And like it's, people rising and silhouettes. Yeah. I mean, how much more pizzazz do you want? And
the band strikes up.
Richard Gere's was really fun, too.
Always.
Especially a poor guy.
Queen Latifah's was great.
Yes. So many, so much jazz.
I mean, this movie could have also just been called Pizzazz.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
That pizzazz.
And all pizzazz. That pizzazz.
Now, pizzazz I like.
Pizzazz.
I'm into it. So what would you give this on? Entrances with pizzazz.
I mean, a hundo? I mean, honestly.
I think, yeah.
What I'm going
else?
Hundo as well.
Yeah, it's like, what else is happening?
What else could you want?
I am also giving this 100.
Yeah, baby.
This is our first 100 scoring movie in this category. The next closest is 95.33, which is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So there you go. Okay, next category, non-traditional murder weapons. It's all guns.
No,
and
it's
like,
just
it's
the
a
gun.
Very traditional knives.
Very much arsenic in one.
That's traditional.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Arsenic and old lace. Okay. Part of it.
Oh, yes. I did it in high school. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Who did you play? Which Beatty did you play?
Okay. That's the show we need to take on the road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's mostly guns.
It's all very traditional.
And then I ran into my knife 10
right.
times.
It's
yeah.
Like, okay.
No one even gets, like, the ball bearings in, like, Showgirl. You know what I mean?
Well, no
like,
one dies in that, but sure, yeah.
Yeah.
No. What would you give this?
What's the category again?
Non-traditional
murder
weapons.
Murder weapons.
Zero.
Zero.
What are
Tough.
You doing?
I'm going to go 6 just for the arsenic.
Just for the arsenic? Give it a little something?
Fine. I'll give it a 2. All right.
I'm very happy.
Give it a 2.67.
All righty.
All right. Next category. See if you can make heads or tails of this. Breath acting. On a scale of 0 to 100. Well, there is all that.
Yeah. Jazz. Right.
Scissors.
Jazz. I mean, and also, squish. What is singing if not breath work?
That's what
and
I have
control.
Said in the past, and some people
control?
Have not liked me for that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of great breath work. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think I would have to then give it like a 80?
80.
I'm going to go, yeah. Especially if we're counting music, I'm going to give it a 92.
Are we counting music
I
and
am.
Breath acting?
Yes, I think so. I
sure,
think
singing.
So.
Singing?
Is that, I guess, would you consider like your chest voice breath acting?
Sure.
I've been watching that show Encore
of course,
on Disney
it's great.
Plus, and they have this guy, Roger Love, who's like the world's most famous vocal coach.
I'd never heard of him, but
he
sure.
always mentions, I trained Bradley Cooper in the Star Wars War. That's, that's his entrance credit. Every time.
So good.
But he talks about the chest voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that. I'll give it an 80.
Okay.
As well. All right. Next category, mannequins on a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay.
Are there any mannequins? No, but John will make one up.
Here's what I've got. In that we both reach for the gun, they're all being sort of dummies, yes. which are kind of mannequin-y like.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's one montage with Roxy Hart when they're like, buy your Roxy Hart doll, which is sort of like
oh,
miniature
right.
mannequins of
yeah,
Roxy
yeah,
Hart.
Yeah. They do treat so her that's like a puppet.
I want
she's
a miniature
a puppet.
Mannequin.
She's yeah. a puppet.
Yeah. I would say yeah, a puppet so is not maybe. A mannequin. A puppet
okay. That's okay.
Is a puppet.
Okay.
Well,
puppet.
That's fine. You can do it your way.
But I'm orthodox. I'm orthodox in this
right,
category.
Right, right,
right. In this category. I'm just trying to find something to have fun with.
I will not. I refuse
Fair.
To find something to have fun
oh, okay.
with. I'm going to say like a 5 on mannequins only for when Renee is like his puppet.
Sure.
The okay. press conference rag. Notice how my mouth never moves like that. It's
very
that is
good.
A mannequin like
very well
wow.
done.
Thank you.
I will give it 18.
18. I'm going to give it a 0. There were okay. no mannequins.
Fair, fair.
Next category, dramatic lighting.
Well,
I mean, 0 to 100.
This is pretty much
literally all it is. Entrances and lighting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And silhouette work.
Mm-hmm. And snare drums.
Yeah.
Snare drum. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right? What do you think the lighting was like? Most of it?
I think the line was so dramatic. Much it, yeah. So much color and silhouettes and things they never do anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's overlit nowadays.
Yep.
So I would definitely say 89.
89.
I'm going 96 on this one.
96. I'm going to go 93.
Okay.
Wow.
Right in the middle there. Yeah.
92.67. Pretty good. That is the third highest in dramatic lighting.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Next category. Strident women on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, I mean, good.
Yeah.
Everyone?
I mean, it's a set of female prison.
That's a hundo, baby.
Except for that sad ballerina.
Yeah. Hunyak. Yeah.
Do we think she didn't do it?
She did not do it.
She didn't.
Because if you notice in the number, when each of the other girls did, they pull out a red handkerchief. That's pretty blood.
She pulls
and hers
white.
Was white.
But she could be lying.
No, that's not the point.
They don't understand
that's
her.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. That's part of the corruption of the system. Yeah.
No. But I'm sure they had a translator.
Not in Chicago in the 20s. No. That's why I was in Chicago.
They didn't have
no could translate things.
They didn't have Duolingo?
No.
Not even one lingo?
Just the one.
Oh. So what would you give this on Strident Women?
97.
I'm going to go 98.
98. I'll go 97. Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Is this the highest in Strident? This is number one in Strident Women.
Yeah, baby.
Followed only by Adam's Family Values, which has a 96.
That
more
Wednesday.
Strident.
Yeah. That Wednesday.
Next category, fun fonts. On a scale of 0 to 100.
There's a bunch. There's a lot of newspaper headlines.
The whole Roxy.
The Roxy thing
is fun. Roxy
was even
a fun
Chicago
font.
And like the lights.
Yeah, the lights in Chicago.
This is chock full of fun fonts.
Fun fonts. Lots of newspaper headlines, the diary.
Yeah. All right.
The final wall of light bulb. Was that in the original stage show?
No. I don't think so.
They just had like a desk lamp.
Just a desk lamp. Yep. Yeah. And they kicked it over. But it shattered.
Shattered glass. Shattered glass.
What would you give this on fun
font? Well, if we're saying they're fun, I'm going to say 85.
Do you appreciate a fun font?
No, I do not.
You don't. Interesting.
No.
The Helvetica
no.
girl, Verdana.
It's very basic.
I am not here for a wacky font. I am not here for wacky fonts. It's like literally have a point of view. Okay, I'm not here for your font work.
Sure.
Do not bring
a wingding to your party.
I don't want them wingdings. I don't want them.
Try a Futura. You might like it.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
A curly cue?
Absolutely not. I mean, at best, I'm giving you Courier New.
I love Courier
maybe
New.
Maybe a Cambria. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sure, like sure, about as far as I go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think Times New Roman is a little too, you know, again,
or tech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you, a Kindle?
Exactly. So I will give you like a little bit of that.
Thank you.
No.
I appreciate it.
What did you
it.
Say? 85?
She said 85.
Yes. 85. I will go 90.
90. I'm going to go 92.
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, she sits on
That's
her name.
That's true. She does. Dude, she does.
Was that
with
the show?
Little heart for the, no, but she does dance with a bunch of guys.
All right. Next category. Cheerworthy cameos.
Okay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is one that I'm going to really have to like push hard for. So when Renee Zellweger is first at the prison, and then there's that old broad next to her.
Yeah, right.
Cheetah. That's Cheetah Rivera.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the definition.
Yes. Yeah. That's the best you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That you could also, I think you also
that
could say
not
Lucy
Beth
Liu.
Williams and Kramer versus Kramer, John. Is, from last
you're
week.
Right. It's better than that.
It's better than that.
Yeah. It's Cheetah motherfucking Rivera. Yeah.
And that's an actual cameo. She's in one shot.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I also thought, I agree. Like Lucy Liu is also random as fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Could, I think she could qualify as a cameo because she's just that one brief moment.
More than one scene though.
Not
she's
really.
Credited.
She's to credited.
Me, I feel like a cameo is not really like over the top billing. You know what I mean?
Did Lucy Liu receive over the top billing
on the Wikipedia? She's like one of the.
Well,
no,
that,
that's
doesn't
that doesn't count.
That
I would
was
say
a Lucy Liu
she's
fan.
In it more than a cameo. She's like a character that
I think she's
the plot.
Cuspy cameo.
Yeah, I think it's
cameo
I mean,
adjacent.
It's such a like a it's such a small moment. Yeah, it affects the plot, but it's also just so small. Like she's maybe on there like. For 4 minutes?
It feels too much for a cameo for me personally.
Right.
Like the Cheetah Rivera is perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Is there a song? Like what I felt like I'm waiting for her to have a song or something, Lucy Liu's character.
No, oh. She's the one that in the stage version I think she closes act two.
Ah.
Oh.
Or act one, excuse me.
Okay.
So what are you gonna give this one?
Well, I mean, Cheetah is definitely, you know, like, that's iconic. And I do count Lucy Liu. So if we say Cheetah, I mean, Cheetah gives it a 50 alone.
Yeah.
50, 60. 60.
60?
Great. Yeah.
I have to go 100 on this
one.
Wow.
Just
Cheetah Rivera. She was the original Velma Kelly. She is Cheetah motherfucking Rivera. She shows up. It is Cheetah Rivera. It is Cheetah Rivera.
Who is it?
Cheetah Rivera. 100 points.
And what did she do?
Thank you for listening to Two Old Queens. It's our final episode.
I'm going to give it a 90.
Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted, maybe there's more.
Like, I just thought that movie was so goofy that I just wanted more randoms. Because I thought Baranski was random AF.
Yeah.
Not a cameo, but just like randoms where I was just like, okay, like if you're going to do it, just start giving me everybody.
But I mean, you also had like Maya in the Cell Block Tango.
Well, that was insane. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I was like Maya, like how did you get here?
She's coming off of Lady Marmalade.
That's true, yeah. Exactly. That was like so wild. I was like, Maya, what? With an accent over the Y? Mm. Don't get me started.
Next category. Memorial moments. On a scale, a moment where they take to remember Jeffrey, he used to love the beach, you know, or anything like it. Where they were I think almost remember. Cell Block Tango is an entirely a
there's that. Moment. Also, that there was a song, a number that they filmed, and that they it's on the DVD. And they when they did a
we
release,
are not
they put
counting
it on.
Bonus features.
Okay. I'm just saying, there's a song called Class that was sung by Catherine Zeta-Jones
That's
and Queen Latifah, and
it's on the soundtrack.
Yep, it's on the soundtrack, and they do so like whatever happened to this, remember this. So it does have that.
But let's keep the conversation to things in
just,
the movie.
I'm just having. A conversation with
well
things.
nowadays
yeah, that's also
very
memorial
moment. At the end
yeah
what was that
it's good isn't it grand isn't it fun
oh yeah yeah
yeah,
yeah.
yeah you know that one
and also maybe Funny Honey
yeah that has that
that's a little it's like a little you know sweet. Like hit, until obviously the turn but like she's mm-hmm. kind of like oh Amos what a girl
he was so was. Dumb that was another thing yeah. about like he is so dumb like this thing is like cartoony
it's such nonsense.
So, and like, the shift from fantasy to, like, reality, like, didn't feel as big a swing as they were kind of going for. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I feel like, because it's, like, the reality was still pretty goofy. And, like,
right.
it almost could. I was, Batman could have shown up. I've been great. This makes sense. This
actually,
feels like
think,
Gotham
but
City.
But I believe that
you know?
Actually happened. The woman who Roxy is based on.
No, I'm
husband.
Sure, but the tone of it all.
Oh, gotcha,
is all
gotcha.
There, you know?
Yeah. He's a goof troop. He's a real goof troop.
So, what would you give us in memorial moments?
Again, if I'm, yeah, like, 40.
40.
I know that. Isn't going to be good in anyone's ears. Apologies for it.
Yeah, I'll go 50 on this one.
50? You guys are all insane. I'm giving an 80.
For what?
Cell Block Tango is entirely, they're taking a moment to remember how every person died.
All right, I'll go 80. I'll go 80.
I'm standing my ground. I will
not
be bullied.
Good right ahead.
Coming to a house with two white men told how to think. Girl, it's 2020. I will not be moved.
We honor you. All right, next category. A feels song. Is there a song that puts you in your feels from 0 to 100?
Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. That's a
that
very one, sweet
that's
sad
all
song.
Feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that song at all.
Fair
I
enough.
I like was literally like, ew. I'm not a John C. Riley. I'm always like, ew.
Oh,
John
really?
C. Riley
really?
With him. It's like, he like too doofy for me. Just
doofy?
Yeah, okay. like dumb and goofy. Doofy.
Oh, doofy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's a time saver.
No, nothing really gets me in my feels in this. So personally, I don't know, like 20.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm going to give it, I'll give it 60.
60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 40.
All righty. Yeah.
It's not a lot of, it's not like a weepy.
It's not, right. No, it's mostly like big brassy numbers.
Right.
Big brassy.
Yeah, yeah.
Capers.
All right, next category. Don't worry, we only have 8 more categories left.
Then you get to come up with one.
I don't know what's left once you went into felt.
All right. Next category. Macabre. How macabre is Chicago on a scale of 0 to 100? I think it's pretty macabre.
I think it's pretty macabre. It's sort of cynical about
it. It's pretty hopeless, yeah.
Cell Block Tango is a whole fun dance number about murder.
Or even just at the end where it's like, he thinks he can book us if we're two murderesses.
Yeah.
You know, like the idea that you get booked where you're like, okay. Well,
like the cynicism is like macabre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want one of you to say your number first.
I'll go first if you want.
Go
I'll say 80.
Okay. I'll tell you I was thinking 80 as well. And we'll make it 82.
82.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi, I believe.
Go to a goddamn pub trivia night.
It might be 83. I'm sorry. I think this is pretty macabre. Almost, I'm going to give an 85.
All right.
Mm. All right. Next category, vibrato on a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, so vibrato also, for the purpose of this, when the category was pitched, was yes, there's literal vibrato, which would qualify for this movie especially. But it was more like when you get something extra that you enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Like they're doing like a little more, a little zhuzh in the performance or the style or somehow. That you're like, oh, I like that.
Well, to me, this was all one giant vibrato.
Yeah. It never
but, like,
stopped
it was
vibrating.
Like Christina Aguilera vibrato. Like way too much, girl, just hit the note and move on to the next.
You're thinking melisma where she goes all over the place.
Oh, okay, that's not right. Okay, yes, with that, where it's like, babe, end the phrase. Mm-hmm. End it to the next. This to me was like, The whole point of it was like it's extra, right? Like it's decadent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was probably described as sumptuous, you know?
Sure. That's a good word.
So for vibrato, yeah, I'm going to come back through with an 84.
84.
I'm going to go, I think, 90 on this one.
Wow. 90. Because also, like, Richard Gere is, like, wild in this
movie.
Has he ever been crazier in a movie than in this movie?
Truly
unhinged. Like, in these trial scenes, he's, like, screaming.
I know. Mm-hmm. I wonder for him, too, like, not, he wasn't old, but obviously he'd been working a long time where he was like, fuck it. Right? Like, this is his chance to do that kind of thing that he was like, let's just do it.
He apparently studied tap dance for, like, 4 or 5 months.
Oh, because the way it was shot, it seemed like someone else was
him.
Doing
it did seem like it was someone else, but it was him.
Did you always saw him from the back or only up?
Yeah, like
I thought the same thing. I was like, what are you? I was like, if you like, literally show me him tapping.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks he did do it all.
Oh.
They protect.
They were like, okay, great. Savion's just gonna come visit. Yeah, just to consult. You can go to the bathroom.
He wants to watch you. I'm gonna give it an 88.
All right.
This movie's trembling. All right. Next.
Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah. Room. next category, wigs on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Oh, wigs
I mean,
all over the place.
Wigs all over. Like, also Catherine's wig was like.
Catherine's wig.
Oh, a wig. God.
That blunt. Is a wig.
I thought it was. Said it was, she cut her hair like that because she wanted her. They
no,
wanted
she said they wanted to have
hair.
Her long hair, and she said, no, I want a wig because I don't want people to. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was a real hair.
Wigs.
Real good, though. Like, really.
They could afford it.
So severe, yeah.
Renee Zellweger is probably a wig, right?
Oh, I'm sure at times there definitely were wigs.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah,
sure.
Definitely.
Christine Baranski, hell yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Richard Gere, no. That head of hair, you don't put anything on that.
No.
That Silver Fox, you let
watching
that man
this,
go.
Watching this, I was like, oh, he has eyes like Winnie the Pooh. Like, just like little black dots.
Really?
Richard
Gere,
like,
I
if
think
you're
they're
sort of
like
icy blue, like they sort of piercing.
If you're making a caricature of him, it would just be black dots.
Interesting.
Huh, I wouldn't make that caricature.
Don't come to
that.
Me at the boardwalk.
I wouldn't buy that on the boardwalk.
I'm giving Richard Gere button eyes. And I don't care who tells me not
and
to.
And I'll be right next to you writing your name in bamboo.
Two aesthetics. Both are valid. So as far as wigs in a movie go, how would you score this?
90?
Yeah, I'll go 90 on this one too.
It's pretty wiggy.
Yeah, very wiggy.
I mean, very wiggy.
Very wiggy. I'm also going to give it a 90. Giving it a 90.
Yeah.
Oh, almost number one, second only to How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Which has
had
a
body wig, yeah.
Oh, God, I got to see that.
All right, next category. Themes of mothers.
She does pretend to be pregnant.
Yes.
Yes. That's about it, though. There was no,
that
I was expecting
it,
one of the characters to be like, I drowned my children.
Right. Or I expected one of them to
now that's
they had
macabre.
It coming.
No, it's all about men. Yeah.
Even though, don't you, like, I always thought that first one, the pop, you know, if he had it coming, I was like, sweetie, you're in the wrong. I don't know. Him, like, popping his gun. No, babe.
Oh, yeah, right,
like,
right,
no,
right.
Babe. I was like, babe, like, I get it, babe, but no.
But also,
like, I'm, like, not on board with that. But everyone else, I'm like, oh, well, sure, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Like, maybe that should have been fourth as, like, a
exactly.
palate cleanser,
like,
you know.
Where it's like, did he have it coming?
You know, we're not so sure.
You
know?
You sound like you was tripping, girl.
None of us are friends with her. What would you give this on themes of mothers?
Oh, themes of mothers. Maybe, yeah, like she fakes the pregnancy, 10.
Yeah.
I'll give it 15 for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Chicago. I'll give it a.
Well,
10.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
What?
Mama Morton.
That's true.
Oh, she that's is true. Mama. She is like
if
their mother.
Mama,
if you're good to mama.
Good to you.
Oh,
what
let's
I
go
saying?
Back. Let's go back.
Okay, okay. I hadn't entered my score.
We have to. We have to adjust.
We have to read.
She is a full kind of a mother.
She's
she
a mother.
A mother
to them.
Hen.
She's like, yeah.
Yes.
Ask any of the chickies in her pen.
Thank you.
She will tell you. Yeah.
So now it brings me up to 45.
45. 35 points.
I will go. I'm going to go 50.
50. I'll give it a 45 as well. I think that sounds right to me. Mm-hmm. All right, next category: pool trouble.
On a scale
of 0 to 100.
Did anyone? Were they? Did they play pool at some point?
No.
No.
Okay.
There's the press pool. Maybe you can
yeah,
say.
Yeah, there you no. go. The press pool.
But that is not. But it's there's really
y'all
no trouble.
Are fucking wild. Press pool trouble.
No,
trying.
There's not.
There's not a lot.
This came from Gremlins, where there's literal pool trouble.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you give this on pool
pretty low.
Trouble? Is there? Does anyone even go? No one goes swimming. Is anyone swimming even ever wet suit? In this movie?
With tears?
No.
If you want to crown the press pool, I'll give it a 5.
Okay.
I will give it a 5 as well.
I'm giving it a 0. There was no pool trouble.
Okay.
I was just talking.
Sure.
All right. Next category. Quips on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, they're having fun.
They're having
a lot
of fun.
They're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One-liner zingers.
Also, appreciate this movie also just had a really quick pace. I thought it just moved.
Yeah. That's
very brisk.
Brisk.
Like brisk pace, yes.
What would you give this in quips?
So for quips, I think I'm going to give it like a 79.
79.
Yeah, that sounds good, but I'll give it an 81.
81. I'll give it an 80 right there in the middle. That's
okay,
good.
There we go.
That's giving good. It an 80. All right, next category, sassy best friends.
Well, they're not friends, but everyone's certainly sassy.
Everyone's sassy.
So sassy.
I guess Mama
is kind of
she's
kind of
like the best
to
friend.
Certain ones.
That's true. She's a real sass mouth.
She and Velma are sort of sassy best friends together.
So, yeah, I guess as best friends as you can be, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With your warden.
With your warden, sure.
I'll allow it. It doesn't feel right to me. I think we're saying sassy best friends. I mean, there is sassiness. So I put it at 30.
30.
Yeah.
I'll go 35.
35. I'll go 34.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Last one before you get to create a category.
I still don't know.
Okay.
Shawls. Scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, God. That doesn't make me
really
feel...
are any shawls. There's robes, but robes are not shawls.
Right. That's true.
Shawls don't have sleeves. Is that the idea, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I always think of like a Christmas tree skirt. Like that's essentially
it's
a shawl.
Like, yeah, it's same pattern.
Baby's first shawl.
I feel like there had to be one.
I don't know.
I'm envisioning like a shawl. Right, like at some point, like isn't
definitely
Catherine
like Miss Sunshine?
Jones, yeah.
She comes into the courtroom. She definitely has.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Sunshine have anything like that?
She probably does.
Again,
she has long coats,
not shawl, but not shawl work.
No, not shawl work.
No.
What would you give us in shawls?
I mean, look, if we're a 4,
a 4.
You know, there are coverings. They
sure,
are dramatic.
Yeah.
arms don't go through anything.
No.
So, but shawl, no.
I'll go 8.
8. I'm going to give this a 0. I did not see any shawls. I'm so sorry,
fair
John.
Enough. It's all right.
Giving it a 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Naomi. Now it is your time to create a category and add it to the canon.
It's like wild because there's so many that I can't, in a way, I'm like, is this obvious? Obviously, it will be inspired by the film, but I'm going to talk about how you can apply this to so many other things.
Great. Let's hear it.
Ideal.
Footwork.
Footwork.
And
I love it.
And of course, yes, there's dancing, certainly footwork here, but I'm talking dramatic walking. I'm talking jumps in the air in a freeze frame. Mm-hmm. I'm talking anything where
prancing.
You know, yes, anything you are doing, any kind of a dynamic foot movement.
Stomping down a runway.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
I
know
love
what
it.
That means when someone's like,
one.
I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, that's footwork.
Yes, terrific.
Yes.
I love so it. What would you give Chicago in footwork?
Well, I mean, come on, baby. That's a hundo.
You're playing the game to win.
Yes. I will also give it 100 for footwork.
I'm also going to give it 100.
Yay! Hundreds across the board. That's the number one in this category,
number one in footwork. Nope. Somehow, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, he did stomp a lot. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So now we are into the bonus round.
Okay.
Where these are things that are absolutes. They get them or they don't.
Yes or no. We all sort of agree together. Oh,
okay.
The first category, 15% bonus if this movie has a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
I mean, I don't feel like it does. I mean, the only thing we could, the only thing that could be argued is Mama Morton, but she never comes out and says it.
There's such like a power imbalance, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, she's a little predatory in the way she's trying to extort money.
I mean, I think she's not as predatory as she could be, but I also feel like she never comes out and says she's a lesbian. So I sort of feel like
she's a fox, not a grizzly bear.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, and also think about it. Remember, right in Cell Block Tango, the way Irving is meant to be the punch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, he was gay, and it's like, he had it coming. It's like, okay, ma'am. Yeah,
we get it.
Yeah, it's like, no.
It's the 20s.
I'd say that it does not receive the bonus.
Yeah. So then, and that's straight actors playing gay roles, -5% each instance.
Well, that doesn't happen. So it does not get rewarded or punished in this one.
Even though she hasn't come out, we will come out for you, Latifah. And then finally, -50% points if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it is not penalized 50% of its points.
All right.
Okay.
So out of a total possible 3,500 points,
oh my God,
Chicago has scored 1,765, giving it a percentage of 50.43, making it the 11th gayest movie ever.
Wow.
Not as gay as Berserk, but gayer than Scrooged.
That seems low. Are we sure we did it right?
We are sure we did it right.
I gave
John
a couple probably zeros
she
and
got
lows.
There's a few goose eggs in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, if it was more, if there was a positive portrayal of homosexuality, that would have done it all.
Sure.
That would have given it 300 more points.
My goodness.
Well, we have reached the end.
This is the end of our
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Sitting through all these categories.
Thank you for letting me look at cinema more closely.
Thank you.
Yes.
You will never see a movie without thinking of how much felt there is in there.
Ever again.
Is there anything you would like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
You guys, download Couples Therapy. We perform every first Saturday here in Los Angeles at the Virgil. And that's all you got to do for me.
Great.
Great.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much, Naomi.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back.
We're back. Oh, is Naomi a delight?
Pure delight.
Pure delight. She's absolutely great. We were just going over the scores and like, I guess
they are correct, John.
They are correct. They are. Okay.
They scored real high in a lot of categories real low in some
other ones. Yeah.
And that's how you get to 50 points.
It's tough 50%. to find a movie that will score highly in all these categories.
I think positive portrayal of homosexuality. I think a Mamma Mia would do good.
But there's no. Oh, there is a gay character.
There's a gay
Mamma
character.
Yeah,
Clive Owen.
That's right.
Not Clive Owen.
Not Clive Owen.
The other guy. King's Speech.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
That's his name. People screaming at us in their cars.
Yeah, but it didn't score as high as Gremlins, but is the highest ranking movie we've had since Gremlins. So it's
since
the highest
Gremlins.
Ranking one in 4 weeks.
Okay, there you go.
So that's good. That felt good. Some fresh blood.
It's nice to move things around. Imagine the day if the Muppets ever get dethroned. What
that's
going to
happen.
The fireworks that will be sent off across this nation.
It is going to happen.
When that happens. Speaking of fireworks, we've got some reviews and fun stuff. Let's hear our review. So this review comes to us. Hold on. Let me put on my eyes.
Okay.
Here we go. Putting the old into old queens. This from James Dog Boogie. Thank you, James. He says on iTunes, his review is titled Sextet. I wish I were notable enough to be able to come into the show and discuss Sextet. This show is hilarious. Thank you, James, and your dog, Boogie. Do you know what Sextet is?
I Googled it. It sounds wild.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
That's like a fun one.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but it seems like something that would be a lot of fun to dissect.
Well, we pitched doing possibly like a month of like cult classics.
Oh, yeah.
That would probably be a good one for that.
That would be a fun one for that.
Yeah,
are there any other themes or stuff do you guys like it when we do themes, or do you prefer it if we're just like whatever the movie is? What do you guys think?
Let's wait for the answer.
What do you guys think, people? Let us know. Speaking of letting us know, we also have a email. Let us know.
Do you like the themes that we do? Let us know.
Oh, here's some breath acting, Mark. Mark, I love your breath acting.
We've got more categories to do.
Oh, I'll give it a 99 for breath acting. This comes from B.S. Lynch. He says, hello, fellows. He says, your podcast is a joy. Thank you, B.S. I can't wait for someone to choose Priscilla, win all the points, and then have them taken away as all of those main characters were played by straight dudes.
True.
True, true. It's tough. Anyway, as regards to the scoring system, I have thought long and hard, and I believe I have the solution.
At least somebody has.
Okay, here we go. There's a three-point system right here. One, decide how many questions you want your max to be based. You want your max to be based on the length of podcast. So let's call that quantity X.
Okay.
So we've got quantity X. Two, for each of the questions across all movies, create an average score. Okay. And then three, after each movie, reevaluate the questions choose the top X questions based on average across all movies evaluated on that question so far for the next movie, assuming that a high score makes the movie more gay. Further, this means that a question that is not gay at all, like the ridiculous felt one, can be discarded after just a few episodes when it falls out of favor.
I think I understand.
Yeah. And then he goes, simple as that. I'm not an Excel wizard, but I think any millennial could probably spreadsheet that right up for you.
What about a Gen Xer?
Oh, maybe. The denominator therefore stays the same, and you really start to hone in on not only the gayest movies, but also the attributes that make them gay.
I like what this is saying. I don't quite understand it, but
I get a little lost.
I like the spirit of it.
Yeah.
How like the less weighted ones get out of there.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the idea?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy. I'll have to read this
so much math.
Air.
Yeah.
But I love that. I think this idea is a good idea.
Okay. And finally, just says, I submit this in the hopes that you will read and find this useful. Keep on podcasting. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We maybe off the air need to read this a few more times to see if we get it, and then we'll see what happens.
We were English. Good at English.
Good.
Not bad at math.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
All right. So that's it for emails and reviews right now.
Great. And then next week, our movie, continuing the fourth of fifth best supporting
actors four out of five
is Ghost.
Ooh, spooky.
I don't know where it's streaming, but figure it out.
I'm sure it's on somewhere. You got to be able to see Ghost.
Kramer versus Kramer wasn't. I had to pay for that.
Oh, wow. We saw it on Crackle. It was free.
I don't have Crackle.
Don't yell at me.
Jesus.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I don't have Crackle.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.